Welcome back to the Craftsman's Collective, a podcast designed to help makers in the concrete, wood, and steel industries improve their businesses and lives by discussing our common struggles, tips we found along the way, and how we can combine our unique perspectives to create even more spectacular pieces. I'm doing things a little bit different this time. It's a little bit, I guess we would call it a mini-series. Let's call it the most amazing things that I've ever found that have been great for me ever in the history of ever, ever. Subtitle, leaving out all the stupid shit that doesn't actually help. P.S. for me. Now, apparently you have to put a disclaimer in of some sorts for some of these categories along the lines of if you're overweight and you need to lose some weight and some of these things may affect you adversely, check with a physician or healthcare professional or any of the other stuff. If you decide to try some of these things, you're doing so at your own risk. I am not a health provider, practitioner, or any of the other things that people usually have in those disclaimers. These are just things that have helped me. And if you decide to do some of them, do so smartly, I guess. Despite the name of the miniseries, I didn't want to have anybody have an exaggerated viewpoint of any of these things on the impact that they would have for them. So I wanted to keep it as baseline neutral as possible. If you decide to try any of these things, I really hope they had as much of an impact for you as they did for me. So without further ado, let's get to it. All right, on to the shop section. There's a lot of items that I could have put in here, but I felt that they fit better in the productivity efficiency section. So I put a whole bunch of stuff in there, or not a whole bunch. I put several things in there that are a little bit more applicable. If you're watching this on the standalone video, I'll put a card up in the corner that will link to that video. If you're watching the whole video, then obviously once it gets to that section or skip ahead in the chapters is an easy way to find that. So the things that have helped me the most in the shop are everything has a place. It's all organized. I don't have junk drawers. I try to limit the amount of flat surfaces that are in the shop. And I, since I have a smaller shop, I purge often and ruthlessly. If it's a tool that hasn't been used in a really long time, it's gone. If it's a scrap piece, it's gone. Like, I get rid of things a lot, and that has helped tremendously. I'm in the process of building up a YouTube channel for the build videos, so I have to keep my floor pretty clean to be able to move the camera around a lot. So I'm a little bit forced to do that part, so that might not be as pressing of a need. It might be a little bit more of a quality of life for you than it is for me. But I have to keep things clean in order to actually be able to do the videos. So I have some future episodes coming out with Dave and Matt from Freedom Concrete. They talk about it quite a bit. The recent episode with Chuck, he talks about it. And Henry from HK Concrete Design, he talks about it quite a bit too. So look out for those episodes where they go into those details. Cleaning up on a regular interval might seem kind of trivial, but it was helpful for me. I do it after every project. I try to do it at the end of each day, but depending on when that day ends, sometimes it's better for me just to get out of the shop than to go through the trouble of cleaning. And then something that Chuck recommends in a recent episode that I've started doing is to clean up as you go. So if you walk by something and it's in a place that it shouldn't be, just pick it up and bring it with you and put it away as you move throughout the shop. So something that is really, really helpful for me that's being in a small shop is if it can have wheels on it, I put wheels on it. I utilize vertical space as well as I possibly can. Vertical space is amazing. And also using the ceiling, like we took the ceiling out of the shop and I've stored things up on the rafters and all sorts of things. So I think the ceiling is probably one place that we usually forget to use, but that has opened up a lot of space in my shop is being able to use that. Another thing is using barn doors, the sliding barn doors that people have started using in their houses and all that. That has been a huge, huge helpful in my shop because I can take a wall, I can mount things on that wall, and then I can put a sliding barn door in front of that. So I essentially have the same wall twice. You can also use those in front of like air compressors, things like that, where you still need to get to that area. You don't want to completely block it in. And then you can just slide the door out of the way. It's been really, really, really helpful. And they're not that expensive. You can get some pretty decent ones, some pretty big ones on Etsy, for example. Or if you're a metal fabrication shop, you can obviously just make your own. What I've found is I need to make everything as convenient as possible, which sounds kind of lazy, but I will procrastinate if it's like, I need this thing that's buried underneath five other things. Well, I'm going to put that sucker off as long as I can. So I've started to make things as convenient as humanly possible. And that has made a huge improvement with the speed at which I can move, because it's just bam, 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 bam. There is no waiting to do something, because it's right there. It's where I need it. And it just makes everything seamless. The other thing that has helped me a lot, maybe the most in this category, is making a space that I just absolutely love being in. The shop is in pretty much complete disarray right now because it's at the end of a project. I just got the King's card in, and I'm doing a video for Josh on that. And so there's just stuff everywhere. That might mean you have to take a couple weekends or some downtime to work on those quality of life projects. I've had to take many, many evenings and many weekends to do some of those projects that just make me walk into the shop and be so happy to be in there. I've made it pretty. It's still a work in progress, but I like being in a shop that I find aesthetically pleasing. You might not be able to do that because of your setup, or maybe your landlord doesn't allow you to do certain things. So I understand that there are limitations. It's just, I would consider taking a look at it. It was something that's helped considerably for me. I like being in the shop. And if you don't like being there, you're probably going to find excuses not to be in there, or procrastinate, or all sorts of other things that we weird humans do. I cannot believe that I forgot to put this in the shop section. It's one of the things where I don't use it every single time that I make a project, but when I do, it is so easy to clean up. I use, or have started to use, a different type of screw or a different colored screw every time I switch screw sizes. The reason that I remembered to record this real quickly before the episode came out was I just did a project, a vanity, and in that vanity, there's four different length screws. I was using pocket hole screws in some cases and needed some, so I had a different type right there. And then I also had some other areas of the project where I really needed really, really long screws. So just built into that project, I used two different types of Craig screws. I used the typical zinc-coated ones. I used a little bit longer screw, so I switched to the blue-coated screw. And then there were two other cabinet screws that I needed to use as well. The only time I will use the same screw, the same color, same type or whatever, is if there's a big difference between the sizes of them. So for example, in this vanity, I had a really short 1-inch Craig screw, the zinc coated, one that was like an inch and a half or 2-inch blue coat Craig screw, and then an 1¾-inch cabinet screw. I might be getting some of these measurements wrong, but you get the point. And I used the cabinet screw again, but that was a 3⅛ length. So that when I was going through and gathering up all the screws, it's very easy to tell the difference between those. But the shorter screws, where you have to hold them up to each other and all that kind of stupid stuff, all I had to do was sort them out by color. And if you're only doing, say, if you only have one screw, then it doesn't really matter. But if you have a project that needs multiple screws and they're different lengths, this is so easy. It's so fast to clean up the screws and get them in the right drawers, the right bins, or however you have it sorted. So this is something that I would really, 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 really recommend utilizing if you find yourself in that predicament. I'd love to hear if there is anything that has been exponentially more helpful to you than, say, other things, whether it's a traditional advice or something that's a little bit more obscure. Doing that in the YouTube comments or in the forums on Facebook or messaging me directly would be really, really appreciated. I'm always looking for new ways to improve, and I think doing this together is probably the best way to do that. If one of the books or resources mentioned in the episode would be beneficial to you or someone that you know, and you would like to support this channel, using the affiliate links in the description would be incredibly helpful. Thanks to everyone who listened to all the way through. I hope you found something that was beneficial, and I look forward to hearing from you in the next episode. Later.